breakdown, baby.
It's Monday, December 5th, 2016. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
They say we're a plastic society, but I don't know. Out here on the road, I keep running into nonconformists, characters. I knew someday I'd run into the one who could win the prize for stubbornness and survival against the odds. I think I just found him.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a great way to open up this year's episode of the show. From Toronto, Canada, the band is Coins. And I say band, I mean guy who remixed Daft Punk and the Beastie Boys into an incredible album called Daft Science. That song we just heard, Alive / Intergalactic, the Daft Science remix. Unbelievably great, as is everything on the release. It's a free download, or it was until he stopped letting you download it. Now you can just stream it because of, money, whatever. Can't sell it, but he has to pay for people to download it. It's kind of a mess. Pretty great stuff. If you can get your hands on that, or just stream the hell out of it, I recommend that you do, because it is fantastic. You will not be disappointed, especially if you like that song. Speaking of things that are fantastic, over the weekend, I went to two Magnetic Fields concerts in a row, two nights in a row, 25 songs each show, covering this new 50-song memoir that Stephen Merritt has written. It's sort of a loosely based autobiography in the form of song. It comes out in March, and they released a 5-song sampler. And I can tell you this, they're great. All 5 songs are great. But they're not even the best songs. Because having heard them all played live, there's some I'm looking forward to. I'll just put it like that. It's fantastic. It's so good. We're going to hear a couple tracks. First, we're going to hear a 1974 No. And then we're going to hear 1993's Me and Fred and Dave and Ted. During the performance, they had a big screen, and they would show videos for most of the songs. All of the songs had some sort of video component. And the videos were great. And in particular, Me and Fred and Dave and Ted had a great music video, which I think is affecting why I'm putting it on the show instead of some of these other tracks. But they're all really good. And like I said, I can't wait for the actual 50-song memoir to come out because it's really good. All right, here we go. The Magnetic Fields with 1974 No and 1993 Me and Fred and Dave and Ted. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Is there a man in heaven looking out for you? Is there a place dead loved ones go? Is there a source of wisdom that will see you through? Will there be peace in our time? No. We knew Camus, the faith healer, the Black Christ, he said, laying his hands on high and low. Did he cure colds and cancer and bring back the dead? Did he refuse donations? No. My friend Scott says there's flying saucers hiding inside our hollow moon. And then there's Carl Eckhart carrying communists, 'cause revolution's coming soon. Clumsy puppy dog, but expletive. could that boy snog? Me and Fred and Dave and Ted, and the dog and the cat and the bugs, all in two rooms with one bed. So we slept on the towels and rugs. But we were young and vaguely in love, and who needed money or drugs? Not me and Fred and Dave and Ted, and the dog and the cat and the bugs. Dave offered me the presidency of the log cabin of New Jersey. I'm not sure who he thought I was, but I smiled and nodded because me and Fred and Dave and Seth and the dog and the cat and the bugs, all in two rooms with one bed, so we slept on the towels and rugs. But we were young and vaguely in love, and who needed money or drugs? Not me and Fred and Dave and Ted and the dog and the cat and the bugs. Ted the all-American male had recently got out of jail for asking money of someone, a John, while flourishing a gun. Me and Fred and Dave and Ted and the dog and the cat and the bugs, all in two rooms with one bed, so we slept on the towels and rugs. But we were young and vaguely in love, and who needed money or drugs? Not me and Fred and Dave and Seth and the dog and the cat and the bugs.
there's a sense I have that the moment to do anything has really passed. And, you know, this is politically, this may in fact not be true, but it's not just me. I feel like many people are sort of moving on to just accepting that we're going to have four very depressing years of political incompetence. And I think the worst things about Trump, I mean, the things I fear most about him are not what liberals and what the mainstream media is tending to focus on. I mean, we can debate whether, you know, the dog whistles were in fact dog whistles. I think we both bemoan the eruption of misogyny and anti-Semitism and racism we've seen that has been a response to Trump and part of his support. But I think it is at least reasonable to expect that that is a tiny fraction of the people who support him. And the scariest thing is just we now have elected somebody who is just clearly a con man and a pathologically selfish and petty and just unenlightened person. And we are now giving him more responsibility than any person has had in human history.
Yeah, I mean, like you, I feel sort of exasperated, exhausted. I think from about February or March until, you know, 2 weeks ago when the election was held, I really didn't write about anything other than Trump. And I have to understand, I usually don't write that much about domestic politics. I'm usually writing about foreign policy. I just got so sort of obsessed with doing what I could to kind of, you know, warn people and convince them not to support this man. And now there's sort of a feeling like, wow, like it didn't even have an effect. And what does it say about our country that however many tens of millions of people would fall for, as you said, an obvious con?
Give it up quick.
Yeah.
All right, let's catch up after the magnetic fields back there. We heard a couple tracks from a band from Portland, Oregon. They're called Pure Bathing Culture. And the first song we heard was She Shakes from their recently released album Pray for Rain. And then we heard my favorite track by Ivory Coast off the Pure Bathing Culture EP from a couple years back. I love that band. Pray for Rain is a great record, but this Pure Bathing Culture EP, four tracks, particularly strong. So if you like those, check out everything by the band. After Pure Bathing Culture, we heard the Eversons from Wellington, New Zealand. They've got a new record. It's called Stuck in New Zealand, and we heard two tracks from it, Give Me More and London City Song. Kind of manic, kind of MGMT. I don't know. I like it. It's pretty good stuff. Album as a whole, it's all over the place. But if you like those two tracks, check out the whole thing. All right, up next, something I'm really excited about, Kim Jung-mi from South Korea. She was a 1970s pop sensation in Korea, kind of the Françoise Hardy of Korea, as they say. We're going to hear a couple tracks from her album Now, which you can pick up. It's got a variety of things on it. I'd never heard this until recently. Thank you, Spotify. Here we go, Kim Jung-mi, Haman, and Blow Spring Breeze. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Oh, you. not that I'm knocking, it's just that I not in the market for a girl wants to love only me. Yes, and I am saying you ain't pretty. All I'm saying is I'm not ready for any person, place or thing to try to pull the reins in on me. Live a lot longer if you live without me. If you live without me.
Let's catch up one last time. After Kim Jung Mi, we heard Yola Tango from Hoboken, New Jersey. They got a new release. It's called Murder in the Second Degree, and it's a bunch of live performances of covers that they recorded on WFMU, the New York metro area's very best freeform music station. We heard three covers. We heard Hot Butter's Popcorn, The Association's Never My Love, and The Stone Pony's Different Drum. Three of my favorite tracks off the record, though I will say it is kind of like not the strongest album ever. It's got a lot of songs on it, and they're mostly pretty short, and they're kind of casual, like just a band jamming in a studio kind of thing. But I love the songs, and I love Yola Tango, so I figured I'd shove it on the show. Why not? Okay, finishing up this here episode with Kevin Morby from Los Angeles, California. He's got a new release. It's a two-tracker, Beautiful Strangers and No Place to Fall. We're going to hear the first of those two songs, Beautiful Strangers, from Kevin Morby. Really great stuff right here, finishing up this year's episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Don't God say a prayer, think of mother, I am a rock. If you ever hear that sound now, if the door gets kicked in here, they come now. Think of others, be their cover, I am what they're not. Pray for Paris, they cannot scare us or stop the music. You got a sweet voice, child, why don't you use it? And if I die too young, or if the gunmen come, I'm full of love. Piece of me up above. Love my mama and my papa. Love my sister. Can't stand the coppers up in their choppers, all flying overhead 49 days. Lord,
ain't done. Carry my name every day. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Sleep easy, like baby Jesus in a manger. Oh, sleep easy, like little Jesus, beautiful stranger. Oh, beautiful stranger.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Reflecting by Kelly Stoltz. I also talked over My Name is Jonas by Weezer, as covered by the String Tribute Players, and Around and Around Again by Dean and Britta. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also leave reviews for the show in iTunes. Write me emails at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com or look for links to everything I talk about, including where you can follow me on social media at thesoundsinmyhead.com. I would also point out that you can follow me on Spotify and then just have the songs that I play without having to listen to me talk, which is probably pretty sweet. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.